From the sublime to the ridiculous, it's Bronco Babble. We're back.
Yay. Holy smokes.
A brand new season.
Are you feeling optimistic, Jane?
Of course I am.
We always are.
Yeah, we always Bronco are. Babble. I'm excited. I'm so excited that the first Bronco game is less than a week away.
How about that? Monday night.
Monday night football.
Against the hated Raiders.
Now they're playing in Oakland, right?
They are. For their last season there.
Yeah.
And the game doesn't start until 8:20 our time.
Oh, that sucks.
Doesn't that suck?
Are you gonna be able to stay awake?
Probably not, but I'll definitely record it. I mean, I'll be awake at least for the first half, but... Yeah, we'll see.
We have Jane Bachrach here again for another season of Bronco Babble. Welcome back, Jane.
Yo.
And Briscoe's here, too. Hey,
Yay, Briscoe.
Hey, everybody.
Give me five.
Yeah, man, five right
five
here.
Five Luke.
Yay.
Yay.
So, hey, before I forget, I want to thank my employer, Umbrella Roofing, for allowing me the time last year, all of last year, and again, to re-sign up with Bronco Babble. It is so much fun doing this, and through the good, generous, gracious, civic-minded company that Umbrella Roofing is, I am here again, and thank you, thank you.
And they are. They're big supporters of KDNK, and they're big supporters of many community organizations, and I love Umbrella, and I love you, Trey Trey.
Well, it says a lot about your employer, Briscoe, if they let you come on to KDK to talk about the Broncos.
Exactly.
That says a lot.
Much
right
ado
there.
About nothing, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, Joe Flacco, Vic Fangio.
So fired up about our coaching staff.
Munchak. Mike Munchak.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And who's our offensive coordinator?
Scangarello.
Thank you.
Yes,
I couldn't
thank
remember
you.
How
I
to
couldn't,
say Scangarello.
Yeah.
Or maybe Scangarello?
No, I think it's Scangarello.
Yeah, we're going to have to get you. I read somewhere that
Scangarello.
A fifth of the team is new. 20%.
I believe it.
And let me say, if you're a brand new listener, you can call in at 963-2976 if you have any questions or any info to contribute anytime during the show, which will be from 4 to 4:30.
We'd love to hear it. And
yeah,
you know, all of the prognosticators and all of the stats and all of the preseason, what do we really know?
Nothing.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Does anybody really care?
Thank you, Jay, for finishing
that
for me.
I've heard that song.
Ding.
Caller, you are on the air. The first caller of this year's Bronco Babble. Hello.
Guess who it is?
Lisa.
Hey.
Hi.
My comment is...
I can't hear you. Are you...
What?
There. Okay.
Go. I was made because I was yelling. Sorry.
Okay.
What do you guys think about the new name of the stadium?
Oh, that's what I was going to announce, that these guys don't know.
Haven't heard
it's
it.
It's called Empower Field at Mile High.
I'm going to have to think about that.
I think that's a thumbs down for me.
I think so, too. But
why can't they just call it Mile High Stadium?
I don't, because I guess Empower, which is a retirement organization, I guess, is paying.
That's not good.
You want your stadium to be named after retirement center,
right?
Right.
They must be paying tons of money to
like,
the Broncos.
That's like a life insurance company.
I know.
Underwriting the Stones tour.
Oh, listen to this. Here's
it
says.
Come on, you guys.
Wait. The nation's second largest retirement plan provider, Empower Retirement, is headquartered in Metro Denver, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Empower.
A 21-year-old, 21-year deal?
Deal to name jeez.
It doesn't say how much they're paying?
Nope.
That's kind of hard to believe.
We'll have to find that out.
Yeah, we'll do some digging this week.
Okay.
All right. I don't like it either, Lisa.
I don't like it, but I love Chubb.
I love Chubb.
I love the Chubb.
Rub-a-dub
Chubby.
It's time time for me to go now.
Well, Lisa, it will always be Mile High Stadium to me.
Yes.
Yes.
Me too, and me, and
all
me,
of us.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my other comment was, so I think that,
who?
I just drew a blank. Who's the guy that is in charge, ex-quarterback? What's his name?
Flacco.
Oh.
No.
Joe Flacco?
John Elway.
Oh,
back guy.
Whoa.
What a has-been.
He has not picked a quarterback because he wants to make a comeback.
Oh, right.
He can't even get out of bed in the morning.
I know. Oh God.
All right.
We love you, Elway. But let me
wait,
ask.
Wait, before you go.
Yeah.
You have to predict your score for
exactly.
the Raiders game.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I think it's going to be, I'm going to say 21-17 Broncos.
Okay. First.
First pick of the year.
Yeah,
it's in. It's in the books.
It is in the books.
We set the bar.
Yep.
So I have to tell you one more thing. So when I drove.
Okay, hurry up,
Lisa. I drove by the new stadium. Oh, my gosh, it's huge. The new Raiders stadium.
Oh. In Vegas.
It's in Vegas. And Vegas wants them there, let me tell you.
Yep.
They want them there.
Just another attraction in Las Vegas.
Exactly. Yeah. It's right on the freeway.
And they have a gambling casino there. No, I don't know.
Sure.
I'm sure they do.
Sure they do.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, Bye. Lisa. Bye.
Bye.
963-2976 if you have any comments.
I don't know. I just don't think it's going to be a repeat of last year, you guys. Great defense, so-so offense.
I will say I like Joe Flacco better than Case Keenum.
I do too, and
why?
I also like.
He's got more credentials. He's a Super Bowl MVP. He's healthy. Everything you hear from the locker room, and sometimes you can read between the lines with those guys, but it sounds like they're buying in to the Joe Flacco time.
And
so
I like Vince.
I'm in too.
Vince Fangio better than
Vic.
I mean, Vic Fangio, better than...
That other guy.
The other guy.
Yeah, he seems like a real-life schlub. Doesn't he?
Yeah.
He seems like the guy that's sitting next to you at the bar.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, he seems way more serious and take charge, and he just has a... You know, just from what I can see and what I've read.
Well, let's talk about what's ahead for the Broncos. They play in, I think, the toughest conference in the NFL. They have... two teams in the Chiefs
and the
Chargers, who are, according to power rankings, the Chiefs are number one in the NFL and the Chargers are number six. Guess where the Broncos are?
Last.
26.
22.
Yep. 22.
Jeez.
So fair to Midland. Yeah. Well, the Chiefs upgraded their defense.
Also, the Broncos have the number two most difficult schedule this year, as again all these prognosticators and what they believe. So it's going to be a tough row to hoe to avoid another losing season, and they are only predicted to win maybe 7 maybe 8 games, so they're predicting right below 500. I don't buy that, by the way.
I don't buy it either. I think those prognosticators don't know what they're talking about. And, you know, we know way, way, way more than they do. And we believe they're going to go, I believe they're going to be make the playoffs.
I think we're thin. Injuries, if the injury bug bites us, it won't take much to bring us down.
What about the butt?
He's out. He's done.
But is he out for the season?
Injured reserve.
Though?
Yeah, they've already said.
I didn't hear that.
He's on the injured reserve all year. They're probably trying to deal him.
He just
can't stay healthy. So they put three guys on IR. They put
Drew Lock.
Right. Theo
Riddick,
running back, right. And Jake.
Good job,
Butt.
Jane. Yeah.
Nice. I know. I've been doing a little homework.
You have been.
I know.
I didn't do any. The dog ate it.
Now, one of the newer rules with the injured reserve is you can bring two guys back off of injured reserve if you want to, and they've kind of determined that Jake ain't going to be one of those two.
Really?
Oh. But that's after 8 weeks, though, or something, right?
Six weeks. I think it's 6 weeks.
Yeah.
What did he do? He hurt his knee?
The latest? I don't know.
You don't know. I didn't realize it was that serious.
No, he broke his thumb or sprained it really bad or something.
Yeah. I like our tight ends if we can stay healthy. I like, you know, our defense. Hey, can the defense play offense?
Yes, exactly. They're going to have to.
Exactly. Yeah, we've got no fly zone two coming up this year.
I think they've got to be tested. I like having Chris Harris back there to anchor that and a bunch of great athletes. So, I'm hoping. Our wide receivers, like you got Emmanuel Sanders, he's healthy.
Oh, he looked so good.
Cortland Sutton. They brought on a guy named Deshaun Hamilton. Who else is out there?
Philip Lindsay.
I'm talking about wide receivers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But again, I think we're thin there. And by the way, what happens if Joe Flacco gets down? Guess who we get? From the University of Arkansas, Brandon Allen.
Oh, that's right. One of my idols.
The cheers are deafening.
Right.
Call us 963-2976. Tell us what you think about the Broncos this year.
Do we know how long Drew Locke is going to be on injured reserve?
At least 6 weeks.
He's really?
Yeah, they got to stay there for six, and then they were able to sign three other guys to the active roster. You can only have 53 guys active at any one time.
Right.
So I did a little scouting, too. On the Raiders and what people are saying out there.
And
the overall summary of the Raiders is they have definitely upgraded their talent. Derek Carr is in a system for the second year in a row, and he has done really well when he gets that consistency from his coaching staff and the system that he's playing in. So that's a question mark. But I think the wild card is Antonio Brown. I mean, that guy could crater the whole thing, or he could rise their level of play.
Right.
So we'll see.
What was that helmet thing with Antonio Brown? He didn't want to wear, he wanted to wear his own helmet. Was that it? Not the one the NFL approved.
Because the NFL has been responding to the whole head trauma thing, and they've been designing new helmets. They've approved new helmets that some guys don't like as much as the helmets they used to wear.
Uh-huh.
And so he, you know, pouted and folded his arm and stuck his thumb in his mouth and said, "I'm not playing."
What a baby.
Did you hear about his frostbite?
No.
Yes. What was the
So he did cryotherapy
and got frostbite
because he stayed in too longer than the recommended dose. He goes, I got this. Hey, leave it on a little bit longer. You know who I am, right? I'm Antonio Brown.
Oh, that's horrible.
So we'll see.
I'm Antonio Brown, and I can wear whatever helmet I want. And
I can freeze my tush.
Exactly.
And it's okay.
They got a pretty stud running back in Josh Jacobs from the University of Alabama.
Is he a rookie?
I think he's either a rookie or a second-year guy. I don't remember.
963-2976, if anyone has any comments.
The good news is that one of the teams that is worst, the only team that is worst in the power rankings in the AFC West than the Broncos is the Raiders.
Oh.
I think that's funny, too. Yeah.
So they're going to start off the season with the two worst ones.
And yet, I think
Monday
Night Football, right?
Great.
You know what? But it's the rivalry. This is great for the NFL. It's great for Broncos fans. Yeah. And my wife, Mrs. Kim Briscoe, or one of the people on her staff, the gentleman named Matt, he's a Raiders fan. So,
is he?
He is, and I'm going to call him out and say, hey, Matt, if you're listening, I'm not sure
you're with the right team this year.
Well, there's another rivalry game happening this weekend, too. CU versus Nebraska.
Oh, man. I'm excited about that. Hasn't happened in Boulder in 10 years.
It's been a long time since I've been excited by a CU game, but this one is it.
Boy,
it's going to be fun.
It sure looked good last week with Steven Montez. He seems like he's been there for 8 years.
I can't
now
comment.
Now he's a senior.
I'm not a college football fan.
Great football. Great football last weekend. I'm so excited about the NFL and everything that's coming up.
I'm excited about the NFL, too.
If you're excited about the Broncos, call us and tell us,
963-2976.
Hey, regarding power rankings,
yeah,
just because I was going down the list, just kind of looking, seeing who was above the Bronco, which is almost everybody, right? Two teams that would surprise you, I think, are above the Broncos, expected to do better. And I'm really surprised by one of these. But one of them is the Cleveland Browns. Not so much, but they're perennial Cleveland Browns. But they're supposed to be, they're at
Baker
number 18.
They have Baker Mayfield. And yeah. Baker Mayfield is a playmaker.
He is
so good. And at the end of the last season, if you'll remember, the Cleveland Browns were playing really well.
That's true.
I'm not surprised.
Here's the other team, and right ahead of the Broncos, and this really kind of blows me away. Here's a team that their franchise quarterback just took his football and went home and said, I'm out.
Indianapolis.
The Indianapolis Colts are ahead of the Broncos. They're predicting them to do better than the Broncos. Now, does that make sense to anyone out there?
No. And who did they get to replace Andrew Luck?
Jacoby Brissett.
Who's he?
And they also signed a backup, and I can't make it out. Jacoby Brissett's going to start.
Who is he?
Oh, yeah. I think it's that guy from New England.
Yes.
I can't remember his name.
Yes, you're right, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jacoby Brissett is the guy that played at Ohio State.
Oh, okay.
Under Herb.
He's been Locke's backup for a couple years.
Yep. Okay. Maybe it's his time. Maybe that's why they're higher on him than they are Joe Flacco. I don't know.
Huh. Well, you know.
Joe Flacco. Oh, I see. The Joe predictors.
Right.
The
predictors.
Joe Flacco is one of those guys that was lucky with one pass completion, and it made his whole career.
Signed a huge contract and just couldn't live up to it. Yeah. And he got hurt. And yeah. So that happens.
Do they think Joe Flacco's a wacko?
So speaking of big contract, did you see who signed the largest running back contract in history this afternoon?
No.
Ezekiel Elliott. The Cowboys signed a 6-year extension worth $90 million.
Whoa.
$50 million guaranteed.
Whoa.
So he was holding out a little bit, and they brought on another run. They drafted a running back, and he got his feelings stepped on and said,
wow.
Time to pay me. And they did. Jerry said, okay.
So I guess Dak is next for a big paycheck.
Who's that?
Their quarterback.
Oh, Prescott. Right.
Dak the Whack.
I think
Flacco
he's got
the Wacko.
He kind of slid a little bit last year. He's got some stuff to prove, I think.
Yeah,
this year. So we'll see what the Cowboys do. Huh. And I don't know. The first three games the Broncos have, the Raiders, going to be at home against Chicago, Vic Fangio's old team.
Oh, the Bears are good.
And then they're going to go to Green Bay and all that's happening with Aaron Rodgers and his squad out there.
What's happening with Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, it's just the lingering bad feelings between him and Mike McCarthy and...
So what's their new coach like? Who? What's he?
He likes him, apparently.
He does?
Mm-hmm. Rodgers does.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And maybe because he gets his way.
Probably.
Well, right. It seems like everybody loves Vic Fangio.
It seems like it.
The team, the reporters, ex-players, former players, current players, they all love the guy.
Well, mm-hmm. Let's hope he's worth loving. Let's hope that he...
worth loving.
Let's hope he can... you know, bring us around.
One of the benchmarks this year, the prognosticators are pointing out, is to look for game 5 this year. The last 2 years, the Broncos were either doing well or on the bubble. It was game 5 of each of the last 2 losing seasons that their season began to unravel.
So there's game 5 this year.
The Chargers.
Oh.
Ouch. The Los Angeles Chargers.
But wait a minute. Where did Vance Joseph go?
That's a good question.
Well, he's a defensive coordinator again. And whoever played in the pregame last week.
That's who he's with?
Yeah. Who'd we play in the pre?
Isn't it funny how he just dropped off the everybody's radar screen?
Yeah.
Not really where is he now or hey.
Yeah.
Go Vance.
I saw that New England cut Demaryius Thomas.
I saw that too. And I heard that. I heard a rumor yesterday, I think, or read a rumor
that
the Broncos might bring Demaryius Thomas back. I forgot about that.
Well, they're pretty good at receiver. Huh.
Oh, I like Demaryius Thomas.
I do
think
too.
He's awesome. He is the defensive coordinator, Vance Joseph, for the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, right. That's right. That's who we played in the last pregame.
Yep.
Right.
Well, good luck to him.
Yeah.
I don't wish anybody ill.
Me either.
Yeah.
No? You never do, Jay?
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh.
But no one in football.
Rock'em sock'em, Jane. Call us 963-2976 if you have a prediction for Broncos versus Raiders.
So running backs, you know, we have a committee this year, but I think that any one of the three that we have, Phillip Lindsay, Royce Freeman, Devontae Booker, none of those three guys are 30 to 35 carries a game guys. They're just not that durable. Certainly not Phillip Lindsay, maybe Devontae Booker, but he's like the third choice. One of those guys gets hurt, and then we're thin there too. I just think the roster just looks really thin to me.
Yeah,
from the quarterback especially.
We upgraded the offensive line in a couple of places, but then we have a couple of injuries too. Ron Leary is injured, and the new guy, Juwan James. Everybody's raving about Juwan James.
What, is he injured?
No.
No, they just signed him because of injuries, I think.
Oh.
No, they didn't just sign him.
That they had him? Yeah, there you go.
He's new, but they didn't just sign him.
Who did he play for?
He came in as a free agent.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Juwan James. JJ.
So we're going to hear some dismal percentages here on
Why?
Predictions.
Why would you do that? Does it have to do with the Broncos?
Yeah, just about what the odds that they will make it to the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
The odds.
Yeah, what do you think it is?
Astronomical.
It's not astronomical, but you can see astronomical from there. So
200 to 1.
81.
81.
But they're giving him a 1.1% chance to get to the Super Bowl, not even win it. 18, only an 18% chance to make the playoffs. I mean, maybe it's just the fan in me that says, that can't be right.
I don't think it's
right.
Gosh,
we're better. Not just on defense alone, we can get better than
that. Yeah, and I think they're wrong.
Yeah.
And at the end of the season, the predictors will be calling us.
Yep.
To apologize for forecasting such a dismal season for the Broncos.
I'll give them the number to Katie and Kay. Okay. They can call in.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah. I was talking to a buddy at work, Mark Wisroth, today.
Oh.
At Umbrella.
I know Mark.
Yeah, and he was saying Flacco doesn't even have to be great. He can be good.
Because of the defense.
And think about it. When Flacco was the MVP of the Super Bowl, I believe he had Ray Lewis.
That's right.
And that defense.
And Ed Reed.
And Ed Reed running that whole deal on the other side of the ball. And it was kind of like, wasn't it a few years later? Was it Trent Dilfer that won a Super Bowl too?
I think that was before Flacco.
Was that before Flacco?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, same kind of thing. They just have to not crash the car. Mm-hmm. Keep it on the road, and that's maybe something that Flacco's capable of doing. I like his chances if he stays healthy.
I do too.
I think all those Bronco maniacs are going to lust after those years when Peyton was throwing 60 touchdowns.
Right.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be boring. In other words,
the offense may
low
be
scoring.
Right.
Defense carries the game. Offense scores when they have to.
Now you're being. You're being pessimistic right now.
Yes, it's
aren't
true.
You?
It's true.
We've got two optimists here and one pessimist over there.
So here's a breakdown of the power rankings for the Denver Broncos this year. The wins they predict 7.1, whatever. Offense, ranked 29th. Special teams, they're ranked 26th, and that's a good point because I really didn't know anything about their special teams. I don't know who does. These guys think they do. But they are ranked number 2 in the power rankings for defense. So that's what gets them all the way up to 22.
You guys, we have an incoming text. Hold on. Okay. We just received this incoming text. It's an ode from last season's Otist. Sarah, do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Please.
My ode to the Flacco era. Broncos. Oh, Joe, what have we done? Been 4 long years and not much we've won. Peyton's long gone and many, many more. Hope you rip it up, Joe, and move yourself into Bronco lore.
I like it.
Yeah, I love it.
Huh.
That's pretty
good.
Yep,
that's optimistic. Yes, I'm with you.
Man.
Otis.
That's who, our Otis is the one we should engage to write what we were doing a little last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she wrote some.
Oh,
but,
good. Because she's really good at those.
Yeah.
I think she wrote some. I like what she's got.
Yeah. So stay tuned for some, what do we call them? Odes that we did?
Odes or, from the Otis.
Yeah. Well, it's not just the Otis, but Briscoe wrote one. I wrote one.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Where is it?
I have no idea. I've got to go find it.
I didn't.
That's all right. 963-2976. If anyone wants to make a prediction for Monday Night Football score between the Oakland Raiders and the Denver Broncos, give us a call right here.
I think it's going to be hard to wait for to Monday night. You said, what?
8:20.
Ouch.
We have a call, and we have to make it fast because we only have 2 minutes.
And okay. We got to make our predictions here.
Right, right.
Caller, you are on Bronco Babble. Hello.
Hey, this is Trevor.
Trey.
I predict that Briscoe will be having a cocktail provided by Trevor in about 15, 20 minutes.
Really?
Oh, it landed perfectly.
Is your boss?
Where are you? Are you in Carbondale?
Didn't I tell you? Hey, did you hear the plug?
Where in Carbondale?
Yeah, I didn't. I missed it by about a minute, but thank you.
Yeah, sure, man.
Very much.
Where are you in Carbondale, Trevor?
I'm just getting ready to head to the golf course.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think I'll join you. Is that all right?
Yes.
Excellent.
I may too.
I predict Broncos 28-17.
Yes.
That away.
28-17, Trevor.
Way to get on the wagon, bud.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. All right. We'll see you, Briscoe.
Thanks for calling.
Bye. Thanks, Trevor.
Bye.
Bye.
He didn't hear me.
Good call.
Trey. All right, Jane. What's your prediction?
Okay. My prediction is Broncos 24, Raiders 17.
Everybody's predicting 17 for the Raiders.
Oh, here's Sarah's. Hey, wait a minute.
I'm not.
You're not? Okay. Here's Sarah's prediction. Broncos 24. She copied me. Raiders 14. Briscoe?
I like what we talked about earlier. I get 16-6 Broncos.
Oh, that's interesting. Well,
Luke,
I'm going to be the devil's advocate because nobody else predicted the Raiders. So that means if I pick the Raiders and they win, that I win.
That's right. Just by the only guy being there.
I don't get me wrong. I love the Broncos. I do bleed orange. But Raiders 20, Broncos 19.
Oh,
my. Luke.
You know, he has all season to live that down.
Yes, he does. He has all season to live that down.
It's probably true. Okay, well, we have to go.
That's it.
Great to be back, y'all.
Yeah, it is. Stay tuned next week. Same time, same place.
Go Broncos.
Yes.
Let's go Broncos.
Go Broncos.
Get it done. Get after it.